Land of Light.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the 49th weekly episode of the series Land of Light. As a reminder, it was said last week that when Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, brought home to his faithful monotheist wife Khadija, peace upon her, the tidings of the dawning of the first rays of divine revelation upon him, she immediately believed in his mission as the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to all humanity. Thus, Khadija became the first Muslima and, as a matter of fact, the first lady of Islam. And now let's listen to the rest of the story. Prophet Muhammad said,
First you should testify the oneness of God, the Exalted and High. You should testify my prophethood.
Khadija said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The Prophet of Islam encounters his wife's monotheist cousin, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, while circumambulating the holy Kaaba. Waraqa, who had almost gone blind, used the cane to find his way. He was holding the cane with his right hand, while placing his left hand on the wall of Kaaba to pray to God. His cane accidentally touched the Prophet's foot. Waraqa at once apologized.
Forgive me, O servant of God.
You are forgiven by the Lord.
Upon hearing that kind and sweet voice, Waraqa's eyes glittered and he spoke out.
Is it you, O Abu al-Qasim, the husband of my dear cousin Khadija?
Yes, O Waraqa.
That is good. Now tell me where you have been and what have you done? What have you seen and what have you heard?
Goodness, O Waraqa.
You must have certainly been to Cave Hira.
Yes.
Last night your wife informed me of some very interesting occurrences. However, I would like to once again hear about these occurrences in your own words.
Thereafter, Waraqa turned his head around as if he wasn't blind while continuing his remarks.
It seems that there is only the two of us here.
That's it.
Waraqa placed his hand in that of the Prophet and the two of them headed for one of the corners of the courtyard, which was mired in silence at that time of night. On their way toward that corner, Waraqa refreshed his memories.
Dear Muhammad, do you remember that day in your childhood when you were in the company of your wet nurse? What was her name?
Halima.
Yes, you were returning from the desert to Mecca in her company. On the way back, you had gone missing and your grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, had mobilized all of the city's people to find you.
The Prophet vividly remembered everything. It was Waraqah, who was then a vibrant youth, who had encountered him beside a thorny bush. Now age has turned this same Waraqah into a fragile, slouched, elderly man. The two now sat in one of the corners of the courtyard that surrounded the holy Kaaba and began to talk, and the Prophet told him how Archangel Gabriel had appeared to him on Mount Nur to formally entrust him with the universal mission of Islam as the last prophet to all mankind.
On hearing from you the occurrences in Cave Hira on the 27th eve of Rajab, as Khadija had informed me, I am now certain of your mission as the person who was foretold in the previously revealed scriptures as the last and greatest of all prophets. Furthermore, all the signs mentioned in the books of the past match your traits and your life. By God, I believe in your mission as I believed in Prophet Jesus and Prophet Moses, peace be upon them.
Waraqah's eyes swelled with tears of joy. A large teardrop streaked down his long white beard as he recalled his own quest for truth.
What the Archangel Gabriel presented to you is the ultimate truth, for which I traveled to Syria and spent my entire youth and health searching for that truth. Also, Zayd ibn Amr covered the entire Arabian Peninsula and visited Bayt al-Maqaddas and Mesopotamia, risking his life for the sake of finding the ultimate truth, that is you.
Waraqah paused for a while and then continued to speak out.
Alas, Zayd is no longer with us today to behold you. Nonetheless, before leaving this world, he had attested to your prophethood. Amr ibn Rabi'ah had related to me of the events that led to Zayd's killing.
Amr ibn Rabi'ah said,
"Once Zayd ibn Amr addressed me, saying, 'Amr, I am awaiting the advent of the promised prophet from the progeny of Prophet Ismail, peace be upon him. However, I may not be alive when he would announce his mission. So, as of now, I attest to his prophethood. If you would live long enough to witness his prophethood, give my best regards to him.' I ask Zayd to further inform me of the signs of the last and greatest messenger of God. Zayd did so upon my request and said,
'He is of average height, of fair color. He has a seal of prophethood in the middle of his shoulders. He is called Ahmad, the praiseworthy, and he will be born in this part of the world. Dear Amr, don't neglect his invitation to worship the one and only God. I have traveled to many lands searching for a pure monotheist Abrahamic creed, asking the Jews, the Christians, the Zoroastrians about this. They all pointed out that soon the last and greatest of all prophets will announce his universal mission."
Khadija woke up upon hearing a voice and a movement. Under the shimmering candlelight, she saw her husband, who had got up and was leaving the room. She addressed him. Where are you going? Prophet of God, is there everything I could do?
The dawn has arrived and it is time to perform the morning prayer.
Khadija remembered that the night before, her husband, upon hearing from Cave Hera, had said that Gabriel had told him of God's commandment to punctually perform the ritual prayers 5 times a day after necessary ablutions while facing the direction of Beit al-Muqaddas. Khadija, upon remembering this, swiftly got up and headed for the courtyard in the company of her husband. At the courtyard, she poured water from a jar and performed the ablution as the Prophet of Islam had taught her. This was a new experience for Khadija. Getting up at the break of dawn, where others were sound asleep and the entire city was silent, had granted her an aura of spirituality. In her eyes, the entire universe seemed different. It seemed as though the blue sky, stars, mountains, and stones had been given fresh lives. The stones, sand, soil, the plain, water, sky, and whatever was in it were not indifferent toward mankind. Any of man's actions resulted in a reaction from the universe. Khadija, upon the guidance of her husband, poured water on her face. The cool morning breeze blew at her wet cheeks, resembling a wave of God's kindness and forgiveness that could be sensed by her thirsty soul and spirit. Khadija once again remembered what her husband had told her upon returning from Cave Hera. Upon this remembrance, teardrops fell from her eyes. Dear listeners, many thanks for being with us. Don't forget to tune in next week to listen to the rest of the story. God bless you and goodbye.